Thank you very much, Maulana Hamza Saudagar. Now I would like to invite one of our brother, Ahmad Abu Bakr, to come here and to speak, please. Brother Ahmad Abu Bakr.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك علام الغيوب. My dear respected brother and sisters, we are here in a special occasion, in a special time that combine these two that makes the difference. The way the changes are is always comes with one voice. The changes comes always with one voice. And look at us, mashallah, there's more than one voice here. And that's how the changes comes. لا يغير الله ما بنفسه حتى يغير ما بأنفسهم. So we need to change ourselves first, so Allah can change our situation. And this is a test from Allah. Are we gonna support each other? Are we gonna be stick to the words of La ilaha illallah, or what are we gonna do? It's up to us. It's up to us. If we want to go back to the homeland, it's up to us. What are we going to do? And the way to do it is going back to Allah. We go to the United Nations, we go to everybody to solve our problems for the last 60 years. And if we notice, our problems is not solved. You know why? Because we go to everybody, including the devil. Including the devil. Some people unite with the devil to solve their problems. But we never say, Ya Allah. We never say, Ya Allah. We want everybody to solve our problems except Allah. So how you want this to happen? So the best thing to do is for us is go back to Allah and unite under the word of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. And everything will be easy and will be easy for us to do. We have to be strong. We have to unite. The Muslims have to unite. Today, what's going on with the Muslim today? Today is the Muslims are the most oppressed people in the world. Throughout the world, the Muslim, whether in China and the West China, whether in Myanmar, whether in the Middle East, anywhere you go, you see, where is the most depressed people are the Muslims. So we need to wake up and drink the coffee or smell the coffee, like you say, that we need to unite under this word, because wallah, you are not going to be successful without this word. You are not going to be successful. You can go right, left, north, south, east, west. Unless you put that word in your heart, La ilaha illallah, then you're gonna achieve. And we pray for all the people that they are dying every day in Syria. They are dying everywhere. They are oppressed and dying just because they are Muslim. Just because they are Muslim. There's no other reason. It's because they are Muslims. We pray to Allah that takes them in heaven. We ask Allah to give shifa to our sick people. We pray to Allah to feed our hungry people. We pray to Allah to feed our hungry Muslim and all the non-Muslim, all the world. We are the Muslims. We are a peace-loving people. I want you to know that we are the Muslim are not a violent people. We are a peace-loving people. And we pray to Allah to save us from the evil and all evil. We pray to Allah to feed all the hunger, whether they're Muslims or any religion. We pray to Allah to give shifa, to heal the ills, whether they're Muslims or any Muslims. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent a mercy to all humanity, not just to the Muslims. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the mercy to human being, to all human being. So brothers and sisters, let's go back to Allah. And that's the only way. And then Allah will give us victory. I don't want to make it long. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk to you for a few minutes. And thank you. May Allah give you the success that we need. May Allah give us the success we need. May Allah heal our injured and sick people throughout the world. May Allah feed all the hunger throughout Ramadan. May Allah bring back the mercy on all of us throughout this Ramadan, throughout the world. Jazakallah khair. Salatu wa salam ala Sayyidil Mursaleen wa salam ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. والحمد لله رب العالمين.